from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The process begins to strip Catalonia of its autonomy. Spain's government set plans in motion Thursday to strip Catalonia of its autonomy after the region's leader vowed to continue a vote on independence. Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy's office said it planned a special cabinet meeting for Saturday to trigger Article 155 of Spain's constitution, which gives the government the power to take away some or all of its autonomy. Hours earlier, Catalonia's leader, Carles Puigdemont, said the Catalan parliament will go forward with a vote on independence if the Spanish government does not engage in dialogue and follow through on its threat to strip the region of its autonomy. Albano Dante Fachin, the secretary general of Podemos Catalonia political party, he says what should happen is what the majority of citizens are waiting for, a photo of the two opposing sides sitting around a table trying to solve it. This is what a majority of people want. This is what the majority of the international community wants. The international community must be looking on with some confusion on all this. Mr. Rajoy and Mr. Puigdemont, enough of letters, sit at a table, talk and solve it. This is what the people in Catalonia and the rest of the state want. Rajoy had given Puigdemont a Thursday morning deadline to clarify whether he had in fact already declared independence following a referendum earlier this month. Pakistan's Tehrik-i-Taliban on Wednesday confirmed the death of Umar Mansour, one of the group's top leaders, and who allegedly was responsible for carrying out several deadly attacks in Pakistan. Mansour was reportedly the mastermind behind the 2014 massacre at an army public school which claimed the lives of more than 140 people. This is VOA News. Philippine military officials say a top Islamic State militant is believed to have been killed by government forces who liberated the southern city of Malawi earlier this week. Malaysian-born Mahmoud Ahmad was among a group of 20 militants killed in a gun battle early Monday. A military spokesman says it is confident Ahmad was killed based on information provided by two hostages rescued after the firefight. His death will not be confirmed until his body is recovered and DNA tests are conducted. Afghanistan's defense ministry says at least 43 soldiers are dead after Taliban forces stormed a southern military base on Thursday. Nine soldiers were wounded in the early morning assault on the base, located in Kandahar, while six others are missing. Ministry says 10 Taliban attackers were killed. The Turkish parliament passed legislation Wednesday allowing imams to perform marriages. The new law comes amid wider concerns over the erosion of women's rights under emergency rule. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
We won't be silenced. Women chant, protesting in the heart of Istanbul over legislation allowing imams to conduct marriages. Since Turkey is a secular state, only state officials were allowed to carry out marriages. The new law met stiff opposition in Parliament. Şanal Saraham, parliamentary deputy for the main opposition, CHP party, says the new law undermines secularism, which helps to protect women's rights.
That story in Jones reporting from Istanbul. Child marriages had been curtailed by a campaign a decade ago supported by Erdogan to increase girls' attendance at schools. Critics claim Erdogan's ruling AK party has in recent years moved away from its reformist policies, becoming more authoritarian, a process accelerated by the introduction of emergency rule following last year's failed coup. On the streets of Mogadishu, Somalia, tens of thousands condemned those behind the massive explosion that killed nearly 300 people and wounded more than 400 others. The Mogadishu protest came in response to a call from the city's mayor for a massive rally to pray for those killed and injured in Saturday's truck bombing, which the government blames on Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab. Rajdan Zanenga is the deputy special representative of the UN Secretary General for Somalia. He spoke to reporters as he was giving blood in a hospital.
The scale of the devastation, the scale of the destruction is so huge. Hospitals are overwhelmed. They are running short of supplies. So we have called upon our colleagues in the UN family to donate blood.
For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.